So now is a good time to ask the questions.
Yeah. I have for a long time practiced Mahasi tradition, and I'm no longer. So I'm trying to seek to understand how to balance my walking with my sitting meditation. Whereas before it was very strict, and now it's I'm finding the walking meditation is beneficial to get to into the moment, right, and then to build up the momentum for the sit. Is that a correct understanding?
Yeah. Also, if you've done Mahasi, I mean, they walk extremely slow.
Very slow, yeah.
We walk normally or even fast. So the faster you walk, the more has your citta to do to concentrate on the walking, and only the rest of it you have to concentrate on the putto or on the breath. So it is much easier, you know, to get calm, to get to a certain calm when you do walking meditation than when do you sit. Because when you sit, the citta doesn't have to look after the body, because the body does not move.
So
you do a lot of walking meditation, especially in your age, which is much better.
I am, and I find that when I'm struggling with concentration, more walking actually helps quite a bit.
The other thing what helps, you know, when you sit, you know, is to listen to a talk.
I have the MP3.
Just listen. Don't try to understand what is said, you know, just listen. Listen, especially listen with your heart. That's a quality, you know, I mean, that helps us enormously, you know, even in the world,
We
never listen to anybody, you know. You always have something in mind, you know, and somebody talks to us, you know, and we listen, not even with half a ear, you know, maybe with a quarter of an ear. So just listen, you know, don't try to understand. It's the same thing, you know, when people talk to you. Don't try to understand what they say, just listen. And then you will see, you know, what they say and what their heart says, you know, is completely different.
I've noticed that sometimes. It can be very, very true, I feel like sometimes when people talking, it's just words. They're giving their thinking, but it's not what they're really there for.
They just want attention, they want, you know, I mean, somebody, you know, who listens to them, because nobody in the world listens now to anybody else. They only want to say something, you know, spread their intent, or spread their ideas, you know, and they want to... They are lonely. People are lonely. Especially in the U.S.,
Ooh. Really?
They're very lonely, and you know, they're dissatisfied with their life, they don't know what to do, you know. So, listening to them, you know, gives us calm, because we don't have to think about what they say, and we don't have to respond to what they say. Gives us calm, and it gives them hope. It gives them a good feeling. Oh, somebody is listening to me.
Okay, thank you.
So learn it. Learn it with the talk, you know. I mean, it's very helpful.
I will try. Thank you. One more question about... I'm right now meditating 8.5 hours yesterday. And is there...
I mean, we recommend 10 hours.
Okay.
And then from that on, you know, the longer you stay, the more.
All right.
I mean, Goenka is normally 10 hours,
Yeah, and I'm familiar with doing about 16 per day during the Mahasi retreats as well.
16?
16, 17 is kind of the usual, except for the determinations, of course. Which is more.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do, I mean, the more the better. I mean, be careful that you don't, that the mind doesn't drift up in a state of calm, and then you don't know what is going on.
Yeah, how to know when to pull back, actually.
Then you pull back, you know. If you don't know your breath, or if you don't know the Buddha anymore, if the breath seems to slip away, you know, and then stop and then start again.
I see. Okay.
Don't let the mind slip away, because it can slip away for hours, and there's a sort of calmness, or you know, but that is not meditation, Meditation is to know what is going on, not in the beginning to know with the breath or with the Buddha, to know each Buddha or breath, yeah, and then in the end state to know what is going on in the heart, yeah. Mm-hmm. Before a thought is, you know, formed, you know, I mean, there's the intention of thought, yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a kind of disturbance, a little bit in the mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have the intention to think, but you only know in which direction you want to think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, but the thought has not formed yet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. To me. Yeah. What to do then if something like piti or sukha arises?
Stay with it for okay. a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with stay with the piti. Yeah.
Just as long as being present and mindful with it.
As long as you stay with the Buddha or the breath. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And you will see, you know, I mean, if piti arises, yeah, and you stay with the breath, the piti becomes more and more and more, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah. So don't focus on the piti, yeah?
Mm.
You will know that the piti is there, yeah? Focus on the breath, yeah?
Mm.
And then go into the next, yeah?
Okay, okay. That's all I have for now. Thank you very much.